And I'm going to say, David Steele, founder of Relationship Coaching Institute, thank you so much for hosting this call to the worldwide network of Relationship Coaching Institute members. I am Nancy, broadcast your brilliance, Jetton, and I am thrilled to be here today to speak with you and all of your people. So the recording has started, and we are here. So welcome. I want to thank everyone for being here. I know that your days are busy and that you have the opportunity to make this a priority and be live here on the call, so I want to say thank you. And David, I want to say thank you for being here. And let's just get this party started.
Okay. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for being here. Welcome to say bye-bye to your boring bio and get ready for opportunity now for this new year. And I'm David Steele, founder of Relationship Coaching Institute. You are here because you were invited by me. Thank you very much. And I've invited Nancy Jetton to join us because she is a master at showing us how we can get out there, get PR, attract clients and the media, and joint venture partners by tweaking our bio and by figuring out how to tell our story in a way that's interesting and compelling and that will, you know, attract people to us. So on today's webinar, you will learn Nancy's five-step system and how to apply that immediately to prepare winning stories about your expertise. If you want to attract clients, speaking gigs, media interviews, this is the system that Nancy has used for her clients and for herself, and I'm sure we're going to learn about that. And you'll learn the essential messages you need to convey to get booked now, and you'll learn some common missteps to avoid so you can pave your path to prosperity faster. I hope you are getting the impression that Nancy is very good with words. So I want to tell you a little bit about Nancy. Nancy Brilliance Jetton is a word wizard, workshop leader, and bye-bye boring bio author on a quest to guide mission-driven experts to spell out their greatness and broadcast their brilliance through the power of storytelling and publicity. Nancy's road-tested and proven advice will help you attract clients, speaking gigs, media attention, by helping you broadcast your brilliance with confidence, readiness, and ease. Nancy walks her talk. In 2010, she was interviewed over 50 times. I count that to be about once a week by print and broadcast media with the debut of her book, Bye Bye Boring Bio. She was also recognized among the top 100 home-based businesses by Startup Nation. Today, she is well-known. She went from being a secret herself, by the way. Today, she is well-known for being the go-to person for helping people transform their boring bios from wallpaper to wow to attract clients now. Oh, man, Nancy, transform their boring bios from wallpaper to wow to attract clients now. If we could all have that kind of languaging to what we do, it would be so much fun, much more interesting than all the boring stuff. So welcome, Nancy Jetton.
Thank you, David. It's so great to be here, and thanks for that wonderful introduction. Boy, when I hear it spoken out loud, it makes me grin, so I hope everyone else who's listening is feeling the same way. Now, before we get started in all this, I just wanted to sort of cover about how we met, because we met a couple of years ago, and what I remember is that at that time, you'd already built a very successful practice, but that you were up to some new and exciting things, and so you gave me the wonderful opportunity to take a look at your bio and see about making you look more like the rock star that you are. And I just was hoping that you would explain or elucidate for your people what that meant to you and how it's helped you so that they can get intoxicated at the prospect of what could happen for them when they do this for themselves. Can you do that
absolutely.
Just bear with me.
Pardon me?
On the screen, I just want everyone to know that this is PowerPoint, and his new bio is showing up on the screen right now. And the headline reads, Relationship Coaching Institute founder, author, relationship coaching pioneer, and global authority on growing a profitable private practice. oh my gosh, I want what you're having. I'll bet a lot of people do. So you go right on ahead now. Tell me tell me what happened.
Before I met Nancy, my bio said, David Steele is a California-based marriage and family therapist who fell in love with coaching in 1997, founded Relationship Coaching Institute, the first and largest international relationship coach training organization. So, you know, to me that sounded pretty good. And that was my short bio and you know, the beginning of my bio for a very long time. And then Nancy Jutton comes along. And the problem that I've had in my business that you might relate to is that I do a number of things. And I feel compelled to, like, put them all in my bio. I do this, and I do this, and I do this, and I do this. So it's a bunch of bullet points. And it's actually not very interesting. So when Nancy first of all, we had a phone conversation. And so she asked me questions, and I showed her my existing bio. I told her what I was up to. And she went back and then came back with this bio. Relationship Coaching Institute, founder, author, relationship coaching pioneer, and global authority on growing a profitable private practice, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's so much spicier and makes me sound so much better than any words that I could come up with. Of course, it's really hard to talk about yourself, right? So this really sounds like somebody is introducing me and really giving me glowing accolades. And, you know, really, as best as somebody else does that for you, you don't do it for yourself. So what happened since she created this bio for me, and I put it up on my website, and I've been using it ever since, let me tell you a couple of things. First of all, Wiley comes along. Wiley is
Wiley's a book publisher, isn't that right?
Yeah, John Wiley & Sons. They are the one of the largest, and they are the oldest trade publisher in the United States. And so they caught my a presentation I gave at a conference. And so they checked me out. And guess what they saw when they checked me out, Nancy?
they
saw my bio that you created. And so they approached me with a book deal. Now, I won't say the bio got me the book deal, but it certainly helped. And another thing that's happened since then is I will get all these proposals to speak and for media interviews. And so people are contacting me, and what's funny about it, what's hilarious about it, is they do not ask me for my bio. So when I show up and they introduce me, what are they doing? They're saying, I'm happy to introduce David Steele today. He is Relationship Coaching Institute founder, author, relationship coaching pioneer, global authority on growing a profitable private practice. It's hilarious. So it's amazing how the right wording in terms of who you are and how you show up in the world and the difference that you make really can make a difference with how people perceive you and can really just plop opportunities in your lap. It's just awesome. And Nancy, you're the best I've seen at wordsmithing a bio. It's your specialty. So I'm looking forward to learning more about that from you today.
Well, and I want to just thank you for sharing your story, because what you are having, not only are people seeing you, hearing you, and celebrating you, but would you also agree that you're having a lot more ease because you don't have to scramble at the 11th hour to create a bio for every situation? You're dressed and ready to go to the show right this very minute. Doesn't that happen in your life?
Yeah, in the past, I would, when I was asked for a bio, I would compose a different one each time because I didn't really have one that I liked. So each time, you know, I say, well, I don't want to use that one. You know, I'll put together another one. And I was never happy with it. And the bio that you created for me, and you know, honestly, Nancy, I got to be honest with you. When you said that your specialty is, you know, helping people, you know, remake their bios, you know, I kind of yawned. It's like, well, you know, so what? But because of, you know, everything that I'm up to, and I really was frustrated with my own bio, you know, I thought I'd give it a try. I was a little bit skeptical, but I thought I'd give it a try. And I'm absolutely sold. You know, a bio is not the end-all and be-all, but it's such an important element. And we are probably the worst qualified to do this for ourselves. So I'm absolutely a Nancy Jutton fan.
Oh, well, very good. Well, how about we dig into the meat of the matter now so everyone can get what they came for, because this is going to be a really juicy call. And I'm just glad that you started it off with such a winning note to let people know that there's a lot more to this than you perhaps gave attention to before, and it's going to be compelling as we move through it. So shall we just get this party started?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. So thank you, everyone. I'm Nancy, broadcaster of Brilliance Jutton, and today you're going to learn a proven five-step system that makes writing your bios easy, fast, and effective. You are going to get inspired by examples that brought in the business and the leveraged results. Hopefully, you'll be grinning at the missteps that people have made so you can move forward with confidence without tripping. And my fondest hope is that you will want to jump into action to share your story, and I'll be sharing a way that you can go deeper with me if that would be of interest and if doing this on your own is not your best event. Now, for today, if you have all the clients you need, are already well known, and have all the money flowing in your bank account, this probably isn't the perfect call for you. But if you need more clients, more visibility, credibility, and prosperity, you've come to the right place, because I'm going to show you a really great way that you can get that job done by starting with who you are and why you're such a great contributor to making the world a better place. Now, has it ever happened to you that you listen to songs on the radio a million times, and then when you listen to them yesterday, somehow the lyrics really resonated for you? Well, my favorite artist of all time is James Taylor, and I think his music is like the soundtrack of my life. And I was listening to him the other day, and I want to read these lyrics out loud, because I wonder if these are going to resonate for you too. Fortune and fame, such a curious game. Perfect strangers call you by name, ask you to sing fire and rain again and again and again. That comes from James Taylor's song, That's Why I'm Here. And when I read these, when I heard them, I thought, you know what? I think all of us are aspiring experts, authors, speakers. We want what he's having. We want people to say, hey, David Steele, will you please speak on that important topic again? And can I please pay you large sums of money for the privilege? Does that sound pretty good to you, David?
Hey, yep, I never get tired of talking about my favorite subject. So I'm open to invitations anytime.
And see, and now you're also ready for invitations. So my point of view is that I think we all want what James Taylor's having. And in order for us to have that, we have to first make a name for ourselves. That means getting known for what you do, for whom you do it, and why it matters. Because if you want to get paid, you have to get known. It's a two-step dance. So you're wondering, well, how are you credible in talking about this? And so I just want to tell you a little bit about my story so you can know that the journey that I've traveled is one that you can travel too. Now, in 2001, I started my public relations agency, and that was many years after graduating from high school, having been the editor of my high school newspaper. I have always been good with words. I've always had a nose for news. I have always had a knack for finding the right angle or story that would turn heads and capture attention. And I think you're all coaches. You all have this gift of yours that helps people do what they want to do and create purpose and passion in their lives. Well, my gift has been words. And so I started this public relations agency in 2001, and my whole objective was to help people get seen, heard, and celebrated for their winning ways. And I was fortunate to work with a lot of really powerful, successful, and impressive people. People like Roger Staubach, the football great, Vern Yip, and David Bromstad of HGTV, Fran Bigelow of Fran's Chocolate. She's now America's Finest Chocolatier. And what it is to be a publicist is to stand behind powerful people and wave your arms and move your legs and be like the Wizard of Oz to make these people look big in the spotlight. And here's what I noticed, is that I was able to get these people in the spotlight, and then what would happen for them is they would get book deals. They would get booked solid as speakers. They would start welcoming all kinds of new customers. They would get opportunities to open new stores. Their prosperity started to flow. And while I should have been really happy for them, and I was, at some level in my own gut and heart and head, I was thinking to myself, I want what they're having. The fact of the matter was, I wanted to be known for my own expertise. I wanted to be seen, heard, and celebrated for my expertise. And yet when I Googled my name at that point in time, guess what I found out? I found out the very first thing that came up was that I ran 10K races really slowly. Here
that's
I was.
Funny. That's
I was
funny,
like,
yes.
I know, it's so disappointing. And so those of you who are wondering.
By the way, Nancy, when I Googled Darlene's name when I first met her, that's the exact same thing I found. The only thing I could find on the Internet about her was some, you know, listing in 10K races.
Well, here's the thing. This is so funny because sometimes we all have big, hairy, audacious, bold objectives for how we're going to be known. And then we take the temperature with a simple Google search, and we find out that what we want to be and what we are right now are not the same. So that was like my gut check moment. I thought, if I'm such a great publicist making other people look big in the media, just imagine what could happen to my own brand and reputation and my own prosperity if I start taking my own advice. And I think the other very revealing thing that I should share is that, to be honest with you, I was really annoyed and upset and almost in a disease kind of scenario, feeling so anonymous, unheard, and unseen. And I got to the point where I just had to do something about it. So instead of being discouraged about being a slow runner, I decided to apply all of my publicity advice to my own brand and reputation. And by taking one deliberate step at a time, I went from unknown to known. If you were to Google my name today, you will find that I'm known as the Extreme Bio Makeover Diva, the bye-bye boring bio makeover queen. The references go on into the thousands. And so when people go searching for me and they read about me, the first thing they find out is that I am known for my expertise. And then most people are pretty impressed about what they find out about all the awards that I've won, et cetera, et cetera. And so it makes it a whole lot easier for people to say yes to engaging me to do any of the things that I do, including teaching my Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series, selling my books, speaking from a stage, whatever the case may be. And so now if you actually go to look for those slow race times, you will still find them. But I am not embarrassed because I've kept at it step by step. And if I can do it with the kind of expertise I have, just imagine what can happen for you when you learn how to do this for yourself. I know.
Yeah, Nancy, there's something that I would like to share with our audience, something that I know about you and something that I know about them.
Oh, please
do. What I know about you is that you're an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
Yes, indeed.
I remember we had a conversation about that.
Yes.
And what I know about most helping professionals, including coaches and therapists and the ones that are listening right now, is that we tend to be mostly introverts. So when you're an introvert, it takes a little more effort. And it totally makes sense that it took you a long time and that you were spending most of your time helping other people do it, just like we do as coaches. But there comes a point at which you're ready for more. And just because you're an introvert doesn't mean you can't, you know, be out there and be very good at being out there in the media. It's a developmental thing. So I just wanted to highlight that you know, this is okay arena for introverts as well.
Well, and I would add, it's actually a superior place for you to be as an introvert because some of the qualities and characteristics that you have are that you are extremely thoughtful, well-prepared, articulate, and love to do research, and love to proceed thoughtfully as you move about your work. And so that's a lot of what we're going to talk about today, because I'm not asking anyone to step on a soapbox with a megahorn. I'm asking people to be graceful and easy as they step forward, being the very best that they can be. And that's kind of the approach that I've taken, and it's really worked because it's authentic visibility. It's not asking you to be anything that you're not. It's just asking you to be the very best that you are. And that's part of that is being ready, being consistent, and tenacious. And you have to ask yourself, do I want to stay underneath this bushel basket in the dark, or do I want to step into the light? Ask yourself that question, because if you really want it, you can have it. So that brings me to a really important question with some more with another comment from James Taylor. He has this very fun song called Is That the Way You Look? Da-da-da-da-da. And he's talking about this woman. Is that the way you wear your hair? Is that the way you wear your clothes? Is that really the way you do whatever you do? And I think what his song was saying is that words matter. Yes, I believe that. But actions and how you show up matter even more. Because what's true is that how you do anything is how you do everything. So you have to ask yourself, when you are asked, David, for the bio for the telesummit that's coming up, are you a last-minute Susie or are you right on time? Do you give them just enough information or too much? Are you too late, too early? Are you on time, on target, or on the money? Because here's what happens. If you're lucky enough to be invited to do a radio interview, a television interview, a speech, some highly leveraged event where they have sought you out to comment, and they have to remind you and follow up with you to see whether or not you've submitted the things that they asked for a week ago, your failure to act has had a negative impact on your reputation because you didn't do what you were asked and you weren't a joy to work with in every way. Does that resonate? Has that ever happened to you, David, where you were asked for something or you were working with a JV partner and they never got you what you needed in time? Has that ever happened?
Oh, yes, yes, it has. And
what happens in your mind when that happens?
What goes through my head is I'm not doing that again. And I tend to want to work again with the partners that we work well with together and that they keep their word in agreements and they follow through. And I stay away from the ones that, you know, they're all talk and they're no show and or they make it difficult. You know, we got to pull teeth for every little thing. Hey, we're still waiting for your for this. So,
and this
you know,
is my whole point is that if you're not ready to go to the show, you run the risk that you're going to annoy people in very high places with very large influence to carry your message far and wide. So that's why we don't want to say, I'll get that bio done when they call me. Get it done ahead of time, because just last week, would it surprise you to know that I got 5 speaking invitations in 1 week? And in every single case, I was able to say, I am honored by the invitation. I would be happy to accept. Here is my speaking topic, my 3 key points, a photo of me, my book, and all the other things that most of my partners typically ask for. Is there anything more I can do to make this a wonderful experience for you and your audience? And when you are in a situation where you're able to respond that fast, one good thing leads to another, and all of a sudden you have a fully booked calendar, leveraged opportunities to share your message, and more opportunities to invite those consultations, those new clients, those new opportunities that will fuel your balance sheet. Isn't that intoxicating?
Yeah. Here's a little known fact that when folks from the media go to your media headquarters, they take a look at your speaking gigs and your, you know, the shows that you've been on and your topics and all that kind of stuff. What I found is they also look for testimonials. And when they see testimonials from other speaking gigs saying that, you know, you're great to work with, you were fun, you were articulate, you were well prepared, then they're much more likely to invite you. So just like testimonials and endorsements work well for books, work well for, you know, getting clients and encouraging people to sign up for your programs, having media endorsements saying how great a guest you were is very, very helpful in getting you future gigs.
Yes, and it also sets you apart from everyone else who hasn't yet stepped through that door, which brings me to another really yummy story that I wanted to tell you about the Scarecrow and the Wizard of Oz. Everyone's seen this movie. And I was watching the video a few weeks ago, and I saw that when Ray Bolger was cast in the movie, The Wizard of Oz, he was originally cast as the Tin Man. And he should have been really happy about that. But fact of the matter was he wasn't, because he knew that as a dancer so light on his feet, if he could get the role of the Scarecrow, it could be a game changer. So instead of saying, I'll just take what I'm given and call it a day, he fought for what he wanted, and he was granted the role of Scarecrow. And now forever after, he is remembered, beloved, and has been was successful and amazingly well-known for a game-changing role. And I bring up the story because earlier I said, do you want it or not, and are you willing to fight for it? Because that is really what it is about getting known as an expert. You have to want it enough to take action and to ask for what you want. And so I'm inviting you to consider that. I also want to share this quote from Justin Bieber. He said, direct from the pages of USA Today, people think that being famous is easy, but really there's so much hard work in it. And he's right, and he would know. So that brings us to the meat of the matter here, another inspiration from James Taylor. He has a song called Be As You Are. And I'm asking you, what is your story? Who are you? Who do you serve really with great specificity? In what ways do you make your impact? Why does it matter? What sets you apart from every other relationship coach in America or the world? This is really important, too, because you want to know, how do people engage with you? Do you do one-on-one sessions, group sessions, speaking? Do you have products, services? And are you ready to invite those kinds of opportunities now? Because what a lot of people forget to do is to think about what they want their reader to do when they read about them. You don't want to just talk about yourself in general terms. Talk specifically and guide people down the yellow brick road to the outcome that you desire. So that's another inspiration from James Taylor. He has a song and it says, shed a little light so that we can see. When you tell your story, I want you to turn heads and invite people to lean in and want to know more about you right now. Be memorable, remarkable, and repeatable, so that people will actually want to do business with you. Because if you're boring, they'll never remember you and you'll never get to square one. Why does this matter? You're probably wondering. Well, at the end of the day, we all want to monetize our messages. There are many ways we can do it. And one size bio doesn't fit all situations. And here's the most important part that I really want to call attention to. Bio emergencies can be avoided with some thoughtful preparation so new dollars can flow. Here's a really compelling story about a bio emergency that had a really happy ending. One of my clients called me on Thursday at 3 o'clock, and she said to me, Nancy, I'm having a bio emergency. And I had to laugh. I said, what's the problem? She said, Microsoft has invited me to bid on a six-figure annual coaching contract for their executives. And the trouble is, the proposals are due tomorrow at 10 a.m. My bio is beyond boring. I'm so embarrassed. I heard you speak several weeks ago, and I wish that I had gotten into action then. But here I am, begging and pleading, will you please fix my story, because this contract means the world to me. And I said, well, you really do have a bio emergency, don't you? And so I said, why don't you send me what you have and let's talk about what we need to do to make it better. So within an hour's time, we were able to do a bio makeover for her, and she completed the proposal and submitted it in time. And guess what happened? She got the gig, a six-figure annual contract with Microsoft. And the bio made a big difference, not only because she was portraying her credentials in a winning way, but her own confidence in making her presentation was bigger and bolder than it had prior been, and that really made the difference. So bio emergencies are to be avoided, and when you are prepared, great rewards will come, and this woman is one perfect example. So let me ask you, what do you want to have happen when people read your bio? Remember earlier I said that one bio doesn't suit all situations. So do you want to attract clients, speaking gigs, or media interviews? Do you want to be introduced like a rock star every time? If you have to be clear of what you want so that you can get the outcome that you seek. And that's what we're going to talk about. So I know we've talked a little bit about what a boring bio is. I thought I'd talk, David, about some of the common mistakes people make or blunders that cause people to trip instead of run straight forward to the success that they seek. Sound like a good idea?
Oh, yeah. We all need to recognize ourselves. And I've done this. I'm sure we've all done it. So, yeah, by all means, show us the mistakes. Show us how we screw up.
Well, these are things that that I've noticed in my work with thousands of people over the last several years. Sometimes people have many, many credentials that are not well recognized by the average reader. So when you read their bios, they read like alphabet soup, and they have you reaching for the dictionary. My invitation is, if that is your scenario, take a second look at all those initials and see if maybe you should spell some of them out or leave some of them out by focusing only on the most prestigious and important ones that matter to your clients or your decision makers. Another big mistake people make is starting every sentence of their bio with I. And I call it I disease. And it's a disease because when you talk about yourself all the time, somehow you don't make friends very easily. Another problem with I disease is that if you are serious about being seen, heard, and celebrated in the media or introduced as a rock star every time, you put the onus on other people to rewrite your bio at the 11th hour before it's time for you to take the stage, and you run the risk that they won't get it right. So I am a big fan of writing in the third person, because people can cut, paste, and go and introduce you exactly the way that you want to be introduced without having to do any last-minute editing.
And it looks professional.
Yeah, it does. And it's not bragging. It's calling attention to your accomplishments, right?
When people read your bio on your website or even in the back of your book, then it's like you're being introduced. So they can relate to it as, that's what it would be like if this person was my guest speaker. So, yeah, eye disease, that's, you know, word eye in your bio anywhere.
Well, and did you see that movie Bull Durham with Susan Sarandon and Tim Robbins, the baseball movie? And he's this, Nuke LaRouche is the character, and he's been away on a junket for a couple of weeks, and he comes back, and this beautiful woman picks him up from the bus. And he gets in the car and he says, I didn't hit the ball well. I didn't do this well. I really blew this. And he was going on and on about himself. And so she stops the car and she looks at him and she says, aren't I pretty? Aren't you happy to see me? And he says, oh, yeah, I should be paying more attention to you. So switch the focus to the audience instead of yourself, and you'll probably get more results. So other blunders, boring, blah, 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 and boilerplate. If your bio reads like every other relationship coach in the world, shake it up and put some tone of voice in it and some authenticity so that you can actually stand out in a sea of sameness. Another bio blunder is too much information. Remember that if someone's introducing you for a radio show, you probably get two sentences. If it's a podcast, it's two paragraphs. If you have three paragraphs and you leave the very best to the end, you've lost an opportunity, because in today's ADD world, nobody's going to read to the bottom of the list to get to the good stuff. If you sound like everyone else, you're done. So these are some of the mistakes that people make. What I want you to know is that wow matters more than the how. And here's what really does happen. If prospects like what they read on your homepage of your website, you can bet your bottom dollar that they're going to want to know more about you. If you were to check your Google Analytics, which is something free that you can set up today, you will likely find that your homepage is the most frequently visited page on your site, and your About Us page is likely in the top five. If when people land on your homepage and they love it and they go to read more about you because the work you do is so personal, and if they don't like you, they're sure as heck not going to do business with you, and they don't like what they read when they get there, you have what you call a run, forest, run in the opposite direction, lost opportunity. And I don't want that for you. That's why this matters. The wow matters more than the how. And so you want to be clear about it. So here's some examples of wow, just to get you thinking about how you could be talking about yourself. Provocative, media-savvy relationship coach guides viewers to welcome love fast. We said something juicy about this media-savvy relationship coach and the ultimate result that she helps bring about. You can bet this person gets booked a lot. Another speaker says, electrifying audiences and inspiring sales teams, one riveting presentation at a time. If you were a meeting planner, you would know in one line of text exactly what you were getting, and either you want it or you don't. Either way, it's fine, but this one gets a lot of yeses. Here's another one. Best-selling author and speaker who breaks fire codes with her sold-out and life-changing events. This one comes from Olala Ninga from Raleigh, North Carolina, who called me the other day and said, learning how to talk about herself in this way has opened so many doors. Just last week, Olala was introduced by someone who had, in fact, been at one of her life-changing events that was standing room only, where a fire alarm had actually gone off, and she was actually able to say that Olala, you know, speaks the truth. And when she left that event after having wowed the audience, she came home with four figures of new dollars in her pocket from people who signed up for her workshops, bought her books, and so on. So one line of text really can make a big difference. So my invitation to you who are listening, what wow sentence can you create that makes clear what you do and the wow that you deliver? Because brevity is the soul of wit, and if you can get to the meat of the matter fast, you are fast on your way to attracting more clients, because if that's the only thing people read, you have them at hello. Does anybody want what these people are having?
Yeah, so, it's just amazing how a few words in the right order can make such a huge difference and get people's attention. And, you know, I love that line about, you know, best-selling author and speaker who breaks fire codes and, you know, one riveting presentation at a time. It's the power of language is just incredible.
Well, and if she really is all that, and she delivers all that, then there's no stopping her, and there's no stopping you. Because what you say is one thing, but what you do is another, and that is the most important thing. So if you want to attract clients, and I do a lot of speaking, and I ask people by show of hands, what do you want most? Do you want to attract clients, speaking gigs, or media opportunities? And everybody wants a little bit of everything, but hands down, attracting clients seems to be the one thing that has everybody's attention. So if that's what you want, your story should focus on the outcomes, the ultimate results, and the wow that you deliver, and tell that story in such a way to get the reader to say yes fast. What you want people to do is to pick up the phone, send an email, or ask for a meeting so that you can journey forward together. So with that outcome in mind, write the words to take them down that yellow brick road. If you want speaking gigs, your story should say what you speak about. Meeting planners say the number one thing that people forget to do is offer a compelling headline on their speaker sheet that says what they talk about. If you're one of those folks that says, I'm an author, coach, and speaker, but you don't elucidate, you are not differentiated, and yours is not going to come to the top of the stack. So find out, create a signature topic. You know, when I was introduced today, David said, Nancy helps people transform their boring bios from wallpaper to wow to attract clients now. That really does invite a lot of opportunity for me. So what is your signature topic, and can you turn a phrase in such a way that when people read it, they know right away that you're the one that they want? Because this becomes your 24/7 salesperson worldwide. When people land there, they either want it or they don't. If they want it, they're calling and saying, David, we'd love to book you for a keynote. What are your requirements? Wouldn't that just be so intoxicating?
Yeah. You know, the amazing thing is that, you know, we aren't any different. You know, Nancy Judden's Nancy Judden, David Steele's David Steele, but you attach a bio with some compelling language to it, and people think of you differently, they see you differently, and they end up wanting to hire you. And in my translation, this is, you know, the way I kind of understand this psychologically. I'm just making this up, by the way, but, you know, if it resonates for you, fine, which is you are influencing how people think about you. So you're giving them language to attribute to you. So how do you want them to think about you, and how can they think about you in a way that they will want to hire you? That's the key. what words, what language, and very importantly, what you just mentioned, Nancy, is what story. What story can you tell that will cause them to want to hire you and to think about you in a way that you're the go-to person for them?
And it's, you know, this takes some time and thinking to really get to the meat of the matter. But once you get to that magic, it's something that you can roll from your tongue wherever you go, in a live networking event, on a radio interview, from the stage, working with the client, working with the prospect. That's why it's so important. Now, with media interviews, your story should establish your credibility, showcase your visibility, highlight your particular brand of wow, and most importantly, make it easy for reporters to get in touch. So you'll notice that there's a picture of me in a hot pink coat, and there's all these media logos surrounding me in this image. And the reason I have done that is to visually portray that I have been seen, heard, and celebrated in a lot of major media. So in today's ADD world, someone who took a casual glance at that might have what we call a head whip reaction and say, oh, that's interesting. That's a really good way to showcase your visibility. If you've been on any kind of media, find those logos and have your graphic designer adorn your image with those images, because it allows you to stand out from everyone else. It also establishes your credibility in a very visual way. And then if the ultimate result you bring about, like in my case, I help people get known to get paid, that is a very tight way to say the ultimate result. What result do you bring about? Make it clear and compelling, and you'll be fast on your way to getting more media interviews. Oh, and the important thing is, if you have a website that says, if you want to reach me, please fill out this contact form and I'll get back to you at my convenience, please change that if media interviews is a priority for you, because you're making it hard for the media to reach you, and that doesn't make getting an interview very, very easy for them. And if it's not easy for them, it's certainly not going to happen for you. So how do you do all of this? And you're probably wondering, what's my five-step system and how can I try it, and I want to do it right now? So that's what I want to show you. There's this pretty little graph on the PowerPoint right now, and it says how to be ready for opportunity in five simple steps. And I want to go over this with you, because for those of you who wear many hats like David, for those of you who perhaps have reinvented your career from something else to what you're now doing, sometimes there's a lot of information to manage that makes it hard for you to get to only the essential elements. So if the ultimate result is for you to be ready 24/7 for opportunity, first decide. That's the first step. What do you want now? Do you need a story to attract clients, speaking gigs, or media interviews? And then I want you to keep the focus of your content only on that objective as you put pen to paper. Step two is to reflect on the who, the how, and the wow. Here's where you want to identify your ideal client, the stunning results that they enjoy as a direct result of the magic that you bring, and what sets you apart from everyone else in your space. When you put those words together, then I want you to prove what you've said. And here you can do that by offering credentials, experience, testimonials, awards, media credits, whatever the case may be that is relevant to your particular objective. Then I want you, most importantly, to add your personality. And you can do this with succinct stories, sassy sound bites, authenticity, and other ways to get to that know-like trust place. So let me just break this down a little bit. A succinct story could be something like this. One of my clients is a color expert who's actually gotten all kinds of certifications that mean that if you need to color, paint your home and make all the colors blend magically, she's the perfect expert to call because this has been her life's work. And so I asked her, how did you know that color was going to be your path in life? And she said, you know, Nancy, when I was 9 years old, my parents gave me a box of Crayola 64 crayons, and even then I knew that 64 crayons wasn't enough. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah.
There's another real estate agent with a really savvy negotiator who just loved buying rental property and managing it. And I said, how did you know this was going to be your path in life? She said, my first clue was always being the realtor with the most houses and hotels playing Monopoly as a nine-year-old. And so in one line of text, she lets people know that this path that she's traveling is something she's been doing her entire life from a place of joy and talent and gift. And when you can say that with a grin and a wink, people get to that know-like-trust place and they want to hire you as soon as possible. So we've decided, we've reflected, we've proved, we've added some personality. Now I want you to prepare your right-sized stories. And these are the stories that you post on your About Me page to make your life easier and make everyone else's life easier too. If you were to go to my site at AuthenticVisibility.com and visit the About section, you'll find bios of every length. I have a 6-word bio, 195-word bio, a 1-paragraph bio, and a manifesto bio, a bio with personality, a bio that could be showcased in People magazine. I am ready for anything because it's so funny. Every time I'm asked for something, it's like, gosh, I didn't know I needed one of those. I better prepare it and share it because if somebody needs it, I want them to get it 24/7 at their convenience because when they are happy, I get the invitations and it's a beautiful thing. So think about this. This is a very simple way to actually organize your thoughts to meet the objective that you have so that you can leave behind the irrelevant details that don't support your objective and only keep your focus on the meat of the matter so you can get to the outcome that you want and have cause for celebration because you got to yes, you got the invitation, you got the income, and so on. So I want to share a couple of examples, real people just like you who have done this with great success to bring in the money because I think this will inspire you and also put some of these concepts bring them alive. Lisa Schultheis is a virtual assistant, and she's a graduate of the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series. And when she came to the program, she said, I just don't think my story's working for me. I'm not getting clients as fast as I want to. I just don't know what I should be doing differently. Can you please help me? So I read her homepage copy. And what I found there is that she mentioned 3 times that she was from Wisconsin. She offered a number of bits and pieces of personal information that weren't quite connected to the wow she delivers for clients. If there just wasn't enough organization there to get me to a wow place very fast. So I asked her if she had worked with any famous people before, or people that people would know, and if there were any compelling testimonials. And she had this one. Focus on your gene. What was it? Ignore her value at your own peril. Scott Ginsberg, who's an author, speaker, and publisher who's very well known. I thought, oh my gosh, if that isn't a sassy soundbite, I don't know what is. So we let it way up top. And then she kept on calling herself a VA, a VA. I said, is it conceivable that some people don't know what a virtual assistant is and that you need to spell it out? Oh, I never thought of that. And then I said, and isn't it true as a virtual assistant, you can work anywhere in the world and get things done for people? She says, yes. I said, does it matter that you're from Wisconsin and do we have to say it 3 times? She said, oh, I wish I had a V8. I didn't know that. So what we did is we changed her homepage to say, focus on your genius and not your to-do list. You'll get to prosperity faster. That is her sassy soundbite. And if you're a busy entrepreneur and you need that, she has you at hello. Then we have a sassy soundbite from one of her most famous customers that speaks her wow from his perspective. And then we have a compelling headline, Delegate to Escalate Your Profitability and Business Results. Lisa Schultheis is a skilled, experienced, and polished virtual assistant who provides high-quality, specialized business support services. You have my interest. Her ideal clients are successful small businesses and entrepreneurs who are ready to delegate to escalate their profitability and business results. She gladly takes on the tasks you can't, won't, or don't have time to do so you can spend more of your valuable time on activities that drive revenue and lasting business results. Is there anyone on the call who needs what Lisa Schultheis has to offer? And David, as you read that, do you think to yourself, I want some of that too?
Yeah, it's amazing. Like I was saying earlier, you know, we haven't changed. We're no different. But it's amazing how these words can just transform how other people see us, and then they want to give us opportunities.
Well, and that's what's happening for Lisa. She told me that people are landing on her homepage and saying yes immediately, retainer clients that are staying on month after month after month because they finally found the solution that they wanted. They read what she was all about. When she spoke to them on the phone, she demonstrated that she was all of that. They got to yes, and now she's Whistling Dixie. So that's an example of a client-attracting bio that really is paying off for this client. Here's another one for a speaker. This one actually turned into a five-figure gig. And here's the backstory. This former NBA All-Star and former Harlem Globetrotter and 20-year veteran entrepreneur writes a book called Standing Above the Crowd. And I said, what do you want to have happen with this? He says, I want to be a routinely well-compensated speaker with a wait list. Well, oh boy, I want that for you too. I said, why don't you share your bio with me so I can take a look and see what we have to work with? And he shared with me 3 pages of riveting information that was information I was happy to read, but no meeting planner wants to plow through 3 pages of anything. So I said, are you open to some upgrades? And he said, sure. So we took his 3 pages and we culled it down to its essential essence. And he doesn't call himself a speaker, author, and a coach. He's a motivational speaker, author, and veteran entrepreneur, and former NBA All-Star. Well, that's got some head whip reaction. His sassy soundbite, don't stand out in a crowd, stand above it. Standing at 7'2" tall, James Donaldson stands above the crowd in more ways than physical stature. His stories about making the right choices, overcoming fear and self-doubt, and staying resilient and goal-focused in the face of tough challenges routinely bring audiences to their feet. Audience members from business executives to youth groups to guests at major industry conferences walk away standing taller, thinking boldly, and believing in unlimited possibilities they can make happen in their lives and work. You either want that or you don't, but he's got it to 2 compelling little sentences. And then when we go on, he actually offers some of the topics he speaks about. And this is the best part. To engage Donaldson or make volume purchases of his book to delight your audience, visit this website, email, or call these numbers. He wants to monetize, and he's being very clear about what he wants. And you know what? He's getting exactly what he's asking for. And does anybody want what he's having? It's all about putting the right words on the paper so you can get what you want. Now, Catherine Scott, I believe she's a member of Relationship Coaching Institute.
She's been a member for a long time.
Yeah, well, she's hired me twice to help her with her bio. She wants to be in the media a lot, and so she, again, had a very long, drawn-out bio that wasn't as sassy as it could be. So we came up with a compelling way to describe her, an internationally recognized authority on dating and attracting love. And then we lead with The Wall Street Journal, Cosmopolitan Magazine, Match.com, The Discovery Channel, and Precious Magazine of Japan are among the prestigious media outlets that routinely seek out the sassy, studied, and provocative commentary of America's premier date-to-mate coach, Catherine Scott. Doesn't she sound hot?
Oh, man, the power of words. Sassy, studied, provocative commentary of America's premier date-to-mate coach. What?
And, you know, either you love it or you don't, but she gets a lot of invitations, and that's the point. And so if you want what Catherine's having, use this as a model to create something for yourself or dream big now that you're going to start being seen in some of these media outlets. So this brings me to some
Nancy, I have a question for you because, you know, we do have a lot of relationship coaches on the line and including ones that target singles, and I imagine they might be looking at Catherine's bio here and saying, ooh, that refers to me too. So are these copyrighted? I mean, can they just, you know, copy this, and or is there...
So glad you asked that. Everyone has a story. It's your story. Tell it well. This is her story. If you're inspired by some of the language and you want to adapt it to meet your needs, do her the honor of not using her words for yourself, because you have a story of your own, and there's, you know, everyone else is taken. So don't copy someone else's bio as your own. It's just not the right thing to do. and use it as an inspiration to guide you to the right words that mean the most for your mission and work in life. And remember that, you know, if you do the right things happen, and the alternative is also true.
Right. So, yeah. No, I think you put that very well, and that a bio that is unique to you will work far more better for you than copying off someone else's. And if you do copy off someone else's, that's pretty easy to identify in today's world of the internet.
Well, people will find you out. People will find you out. And is that how really you want to be known? I want to give you an example of this. There's someone I know who said that she's been pursuing payment from a partner since, like, 4 months ago. I wanted to follow up on that payment that was due. And the person says, oh, the check is in the mail. Thank you for calling. More follow-up. I'm following up on the payment that was due. The check is in the mail. Well, it's been 4 or 6 months now, and the check clearly has not been in the mail. The person said something but behaved in a different way, and the negative downside consequence to the person who didn't do the right thing is lasting, because that story is going to be told again and again and again. You do not want to be known as the person who takes someone else's content as your own. Just don't do it. It's not the right thing to do. So
yeah,
let's move on, because I see time is ticking away here.
And I think the short answer is that it is copyrighted. If somebody else publishes it, it's copyrighted. So, you know, come up with your own wording. But definitely it's okay to use, you know, to
inspiration.
As inspiration, right?
Yes, inspiration. So let me just ask you, what if the perfect decision maker landed on your About Me page, or a meeting planner landed on your site, or an influential reporter called and wanted to interview you? The acid test question would be, are you ready? Because when you are, it's a world of limitless opportunity. Intoxicating things happen. One good thing always leads to another. What would it feel like if you were ready to respond to every opportunity like a pro? No more 11th-hour scramble, no more message point SOS, no more dropping other high-priority balls to catch the one you weren't expecting, no more bio-emergencies. What would happen for you is you'd have more success with greater ease. You'd make a great name for yourself. You'd pave a path to a winning reputation as the expert that you wanted to be all along. You'd get invited back. Opportunity would be calling your name, and you'd be ready for anything, just like Justin Bieber. This is the beautiful thing, the thing that people don't think about. So if you want what these people are having, the clients, the interviews, the big audiences to hear your message, there's so much more waiting for you, because when you get ready, the sky's the limit. You can write bylined articles for the media that matter for your ideal client, and that bio box at the end can be a powerful driver of traffic to your website, so people will want to know more about you. You can do pitch letters to the media. You can respond to queries from services like helpareporter.com and be a rock star. You can send press releases about your new initiative that is going to change the game. You know, it's coming up on February, and it's certainly a season of love. What stories and advice and tips and suggestions do you have as the expert that can help people navigate the season of love to an outcome that is important to them? You can do guest blog posts. You can get invited to telesummits and webinars. All this is there for you, and when you are ready with the right story, it opens doors to revenue, as I've demonstrated from these examples that we've talked about and from the ones that you've shared already from your own experience. I want everyone I work with to have more success with greater ease. So more inspiration from James Taylor. Working's just fine. Just don't let it take your wasted time. If you're ready, you never have to scramble, and you have more ease. And isn't that a beautiful thing? So again, from James Taylor, whenever you're ready, we can get it done today. And so I want to be of service to you, and I know that it can be hard to write about yourself. You can waste a lot of time not getting it right. It can be frustrating not being able to see your own story in a way that will turn heads and invite the results you most want in your business. That's why I'm here. I'm here to guide you step by step to get ready to welcome these results and a whole lot more. So what I'd like to do is tell you about a way that you can go deeper with me if it would serve you and your business and the intentions that you have to make your impact this year. I teach a course called the Broadcast Your Brilliance webinar series, and it's gearing up to start again on February 8th at 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. You can enroll in this group webinar course and get my word wizardry applied to your expert advantage. If you are someone who wants to get known and get paid, and you're ready to take action, and you want feedback and community, and you're beyond ready to set aside the struggle of dealing with that blank sheet of paper, and you don't want to go it alone a moment longer, this is a great program for you. But it's not if you're looking for an easy button, you're not ready to show up and take action, you don't really want to be visible or credible as an expert, and you're not ready or prepared to invest some time and a little bit of money to get the help and results that you want. It's not for you if that's your situation. But if it is, this is a 5-week program where I'm going to guide you step by step without overwhelm to get your bios, your press releases, and your story pitches ready for opportunity now. You're going to get personal attention, feedback, and hand-holding without overwhelm, and all kinds of support materials, and most importantly, really important results. And you may be saying, well, what kind of results? Well, there's the psychic compensation that comes from being ready and confident and knowing that you're ready for anything. Then there's the real compensation flows when you get to yes faster, like Lisa Schultheis and James Donaldson and Catherine Scott. There's being recognized as the expert in your field, the buzz that happens, the speaking invitations that flow, the media interviews that come, and the beauty of knowing that you have the power to make these things happen forever for the life of your successful business under your own power and initiative without ever having to hire a PR firm ever again. Doesn't this sound pretty good, David?
Yeah, it does. So you call it a webinar series, but what I'm getting is that you will spend a lot of personal attention to the participants. Is that correct?
Yes, it is, and that's probably the point of differentiation that's most meaningful to everyone who's come through the program so far, scores and scores of happy graduates, is I invite when you sign up for this program, you can fill out an application for a steeping hot seat because you want to be showcased on the call and have your bios or press releases or stories made over live in front of everyone in the program. And if you are introverted and that makes you nervous, then your invitation is to do the homework week to week and correspond with me between classes to get the help that you need. This is my gift to give. This is my brilliance to share. And so if you do the homework and put a good faith effort in, I will give you feedback to make your story better and turn it around in record time in a way that you could never have found the words yourself. But you do have to show up and you have to do the homework, and there are no bio emergencies. Because I do the PowerPoint the Tuesday before the Wednesday class, so if you send me your bio at midnight on Tuesday, I'm not going to look at it until the following week. Because the early bird catches the worm, as is true in life, as it is in many things. So the personal attention's a big thing. So,
right, so you're going to teach us what we need to know, and you're going to help us do it, so
that's
a good deal.
And so unlike other webinar series where people are just talking at you for the full length of time, this is... It's an hour and a quarter once a week on Wednesdays at 11 o'clock, and half of the class is useful content that you need to know to understand the concepts, success stories of people just like you who are having success so you can put the pieces together in your own mind. And then I'm using the other half of the course to actually put you in the hot seat so that we can use you as an example. And I will never tell you that the baby's ugly. I will find a nice, gracious way to say, let's make that better. It's a loving, nurturing, genuine way of helping you get to a better message so that you can get the results that you want. So I'm very, very proud of the successes that people have had, and many of them are posted on a special page, which I'll be inviting you to. So you're probably wondering, well, what's the investment? How do I play? Well, if you were to hire a PR firm, you probably would pay $3,000 to $5,000 a month to get help. And that, for a lot of people, is beyond what they can do. If you want me to do this work for you, we're probably looking at four figures, of course. But to work with me in a group setting packed with all this personal attention, it's a lot more affordable than you think. The program is priced at $897, but during this launch window, it's $497. It's a $400 incentive for you to enroll, and you get to enjoy the time-saving useful bonuses that are part of it that will help you stand out and shine, and all those bonuses are worth another $100. And this is even more intoxicating, I hope. The first five people that make the wise decision to enroll today will also get a 30-minute Build Your Buzz laser coaching session with me to help you put more pieces together to come up with what you're going to do to share your story once you've prepared it. That alone is worth just about the cost of admission. So
yeah, I would like to mention that the bio that is in my books and on my website that Nancy did for me came from pretty much a 30-minute telephone conversation. Nancy got all she needed to know in that 30 minutes and came back with an outstanding bio. So when you're working with a true expert, it's amazing. Just a little bit of her time can really go a long way.
Well, thank you. Well, and one thing I want to say about you, which is also something that I would invite everyone to consider, is you knew what you wanted, and you had it. You had all the information, the relevant information, immediately available so that I could work my magic. That's important for you if you're going to be enrolling in this course, is to do the assignments so that the relevant and important information is available so that I can work my magic. I'm not a miracle worker. If you haven't done the homework, I can't make the mountain move. So I'm the door, not the doer. So we have to do this together. So,
yeah, and I have another question, Nancy, is you mentioned a $400 discount during the launch window. When is the deadline?
The deadline to enroll is February 6th at midnight. But I want to make this even juicier. So I want to tell you something else that will guide you to make a decision today. Well, first let me ask an important question, which is, after we've talked about the five-step system and the blunders to avoid and the wow that has happened for people, you know, are you feeling inspired? If this program offers to meet a fundamental need that you have, I want to invite you to make a decision right here and now. And so if you decide to do that, I'll reward the first 15 people to enroll now with an extra bonus to make your personal networking pay off. I did a wonderful interview about how to make your networking pay off. It's an hour-long interview with a fabulous PowerPoint that's packed with useful tools and resources so that you can network powerfully wherever you go and show up at your authentic best. And that's an additional bonus that I'll share with you when you make the wise decision to enroll. I want to talk a little bit about some of the bonuses because this is really juicy. Bye Bye Boring Bio Plus is my book that will guide you to stand out, get noticed, so that clients will be calling you. That will help you prepare your story. Then the publicity tips booklets that have 147 tips to help you share your story, help you get the word out. If you make at least five of these tips a well-formed habit, you will get known and you will get paid because it's happened time and time again, and it will happen for you too. This, again, is another bonus that's probably worth the cost of admission. If you have a virtual assistant, a marketing assistant, or a business partner, they can come along with you for the webinar series and be your accountability partner, your implementation team, or whatever other role you want to assign to that person so that you can stay in your zone of genius and they can do the implementation piece or interview you, or you can do this together, because together you can accomplish a whole lot more than you can by yourself. There's no additional charge for you to bring along that essential team member. Then I call this sprinkles and a cherry on top. There are five audio files packed with resources, ideas, and success stories to inspire your timely action. There's 32 articles to unleash the power of publicity to your expert advantage that I've written for the Puget Sound Business Journal. Then this is probably something that's going to be especially useful for those of you who do teleseminars and webinars. I'm going to give you my teleseminar webinar packet so that you can model your own after this successful model. This will save you so much time and make you look like a rock star every time you're invited to speak on a telesummit or a webinar. This is a time saver that will help you shine in record time and look really great as you do. So what is the website that you go to check this out in every detail? You type in david.broadcastyourbrilliance.com into your browser, and that will take you to the sales page that offers a complete explanation of everything that's included, step by step, all the amazing testimonials, description of all the bonuses. It's all there, david.broadcastyourbrilliance.com. We all get started on February 8th at 11 o'clock a.m. Pacific, 75 minutes each time, 50% content, 50% steeping hot seats. All the calls are recorded, so even if you can't make all the calls, you can get access to the recording and the PowerPoint as soon as each call is complete so that these things can become part of your business success library forever. So that's what we're talking about here. And I do want to give people an opportunity to ask me questions about the program or anything that we've talked about. So I'm going to click on the Q&A here and see if any questions have come in. And Maru says, I just found out about the call, so I'm late. If a replay may become available, please let me know. And, of course, a replay will be made available. If you would like to ask a question, you can do so on your screen. There's a on the left-hand side of the page, it says type in your name and question and your email address, and then just hit Enter, and you can do it that way. And another way we can answer questions, if we can do it live. And so one of the ways that we can do that is I can go to, I'm going to hit, if you want to hit star 2, you can come on the line and ask me a question live, and I'll happily answer it. Is there anyone who'd like to do that? And David, do you have a question?
Star 2 will raise their hand, and then you have to unmute them.
Oh, unmute. So unmute, pound 7. Let me see.
Well, no, you have to do that from the control panel. So when you
is
see the
someone
hand...
That would, like to ask, would someone like to ask a question? Don't be shy.
Another thing you can do is just open up the line, and hopefully there won't be too much background noise.
Okay. And if I unmute the... Open up the line. Q&A. Lecture mode. I'm just trying to figure out how to do that.
Well, Q&A mode means that if they press star 7,
okay,
they can unmute themselves.
Okay, let's try that.
So Q&A mode means that everybody's muted, but they can press star 7 to unmute themselves, and then star 6 again to mute themselves. The star 2 is hand-raising, and so you would have to see their hand and unmute them to talk to them. So those are a few of the options. And the other option is just to open up the line, and if you have a small enough call, it's usually pretty doable.
So someone's saying, site does not open for me. So I want you to try again. Don't put W's in front of the website. It's exactly as you see it on the screen, david.broadcastyourbrilliance.com. And if that doesn't work for you, you can just go to broadcastyourbrilliance.com. And if you're in, when you place your order and it says, how did you hear about us, please say David Steele in the comments section so that you can get the extra audio file about networking to your best advantage and get the additional 30-minute private session with me to help build your buzz. That will be something that we'll be offering for the first 15 people who decide to make the wise decision to be decisive right now. So I hope that you will take advantage of that.
Yeah,
so,
and of course you want to get the $400 discount, so you know, be sure to go to david.broadcastyourbrilliance.com and you'll be sure to get that.
Yes, and I'm just double-checking here to see if anybody has any questions. So I think I had a couple more slides that I wanted to share with you. You want to get known so that you can get paid. And the invitation, there's four steps that you must take. You need to declare your expertise. You need to prepare and share your story. And then you need to rinse and repeat again and again so that you can stay visible on an ongoing basis. I'm here as a very talented publicist, word wizard, and storyteller to show you the way to these results so that these skills can be yours for the rest of your life. It's just like in The Wizard of Oz. If you click your heels together with those ruby red slippers, you've always had the power to get seen and get known and get paid. It's just a matter of learning how to use that power to your expert advantage. I would love to show you how. The successes that my clients are having are well articulated on broadcastyourbrilliance.com for you to read about and act upon. So my invitation is for you to take action, because every day is a chance for each of us to be important, and I want today to be that day for you. It's your story. Tell it well, and let me be your guide. I know you'll be glad that you came along for the ride, and we'll have a wonderful time together. Let me see. I have some more questions. Broadcast your brilliance. I entered. Yes, Coach Nut. Your name is Nakumbe. Yes, you can email me at nancy@authenticvisibility.com, and I will be happy to take your order personally by telephone. We'll arrange a time after this call is complete, and we'll take care of it. Someone says she's in conflict. She's feeling shy about building a shining bio. Deborah, I so understand. How about we write a bio for you that feels really right for you and authentic to your story and your sensibilities so that your people will love it and be attracted to doing business with you? I don't want people to stand out and shine if that's not the way they want to show up. So the invitation is for you to think about, how do I want people to respond or feel when they read about me, and will they be moved to want to work with me so they can benefit from your particular brand of magic? It's that kind of an intention that I want to put behind every bio, because as I said before, it's your story. It's not anyone else's. It's your sensibilities. It's your particular mission. And when you have that well articulated, it's like a golden lasso that brings more of the right people to your door, because you're showing up as your very best you. Why be anyone else? Just be you.
Yeah, and being shy and reluctant can even be part of that story. Nancy, I have a question for you. How many clients, people that you've helped with their bio, have not just loved it themselves?
Who haven't loved the course or loved their bio?
Love their bio.
I would say 98% of the people that I work with absolutely love their bio and send me love notes and accolades and add me to their Christmas card list, because what I've done for them is so deeply personal and has made such a powerful impact 24/7 for them on their website. That really makes, that's what I call psychic compensation when you get added to the Christmas card list. The 2% of the people that are not happy are people that didn't know who they were and what they were about and why it mattered in the first place and weren't willing to do the homework. And that's why I really was clear about when this is for you or when it isn't. If you don't know who your ideal client is, and you haven't come up with a niche that makes sense, and you don't have clients yet, you have to do a lot of homework and thought before you write your bio so that you can get there. If you're in a sea of flux, this isn't for you. This is more for you if you're already got a business and you're ready to take it up a notch. And those are the people that tend to have the most success.
Right. Yeah. My own experience with you, Nancy, was that when I got my new makeover bio from you and read it, it was amazing. It's like, wow, yeah, this is me. And, you know, you got me so well, and you expressed me so well, and it became something that I treasured and was proud to share and put on my website, and far better than I could have ever done myself. So it's really, it was a profound experience. I really would like everybody to have that experience, to have a description of yourself that you're happy to share, that you're happy with, that you're proud of, that gets results for you. And the thing about Nancy Jutton is, you can probably tell by now, she's not slick. She's not a salesperson. She's, you know, a genuine talent who just loves to, you know, help you get out there and get the gigs that you want and share your brilliance. And, you know, you can trust this lady. You know, I've
worked
with her personally.
Well, thank you. And I want to say thank you to Janice Bell, who has joined us. You are an early bird. You're going to get all the bonuses, that 30-minute session with me, the networking file, and 5 weeks of WOW with me as your guide. I want to thank you for coming on along. And I'm just checking here. I know, looking at the time, we're a few minutes after, so I'm refreshing the Q&A. What I want you to know about me is that, you know, I'm lucky enough to have figured out what my particular brand of brilliance is. And when I was starting to figure this out, I thought if I could just be this more, I could do better in my own life. But now my definition of success has changed. It's the impact I'm making on other people's lives that's making the biggest difference in the marketplace and the world. When more confident people are showing up at their very best 24/7 on their websites, when they go to networking events, and when they speak to the media, they're really showing up like rock stars and inviting the kind of impact that they can make through their work. So I'm kind of like a domino that's helping to make a lot of great things happen. As warm and inviting and comfortable as I am speaking on these calls, that's what you'll experience when we do these calls together. My invitation is just to make the decision to come on along, because you will not be disappointed, and I will do everything I can. I should also mention that there is a 100% satisfaction guarantee. If after the second session you've decided that this is not for you, just send me an email or give me a call, and I will gladly refund your money, and you can keep all the bonuses that have already been delivered. So there's really no risk. So, David, I think we've about covered everything we said we were going to. Can I say thank you so much for being here and being such a gracious, wonderful host? And I'm just going to check back and see if anyone else has made a wonderful decision. Let's just see. Janice just sent me a note. I will help you with your downloads, and as soon as I complete this call, so don't you worry about a thing, Janice. I'm glad to have you with us. And then remember, the deadline to enjoy all these bonuses is February 6th at midnight. So if you haven't made a decision now, go to broadcastyourbrilliance.com, read all about it, and just remember, when you place your order, mention RCR or David as the reason that you've made this decision, so that I can know that you are part of this wonderful community that I'll be guiding forward to greatness one step at a time. So with all that, David, you're a rock star. I can't wait to hear about all your other new things that you have brewing. And let's talk again soon. And to everyone else, go forward. It's your story. Tell it well. If I can be of service, it would be my pleasure. Broadcastyourbrilliance.com. Thank you, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Bye for now.